from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you decided to take a route that not a lot of Russian players do. You went to the USHL, played junior, and then went to college hockey. What made this come about? What made you decide that this is the way you wanted to do it?
Oh, it's actually great questions. I was in Russia. I played for MHL, junior league in Russia, and UNH team texted me about, like, we want to see you in college hockey. I didn't know anything about college. I was thinking it's, like, not professional. I was thinking it's, like, joke. And, like, I said, like, no. It's, like, it's not my level because I didn't know anything then. Like, people told me it's really good level. A lot of prospects, a lot of really good players are playing in NCAA. And I decided to go to college. And I could go to New Hampshire for my first season, but my English was so bad, and we decided to go to USHL for one season. Then I can improve my English, I can understand American hockey. So.
Are you happy you did it that way?
Yeah, of course. It's great, and I'm happy.
Now, not only hockey, but how has it been? You got to go to school, you got to go to classes, you also have hockey. So how has it all been combined for you? What kind of experience has it been for you?
Oh, it's actually hard. It's hard because, like, school takes a lot of power and energy because you still have to go to class, you still have to do homework and everything. You have sometimes hard exams. And for our coaching staff, our grades are very important. If you have bad grades, like, coaching staff will talk with you about this. So you have to be good in school. So it was hard for me, but every year it's little better and better because I improved my English, so yeah.
I was going to say, I'm sitting here thinking, I can't imagine going to college in another country, you know, where I'm learning the language. You had to do that. Did you have people that kind of helped you along the way?
Only my teammates, my coaching staff, and the Buffalo Sabres helped me really a lot, so yeah.
Now, you played 2 years at New Hampshire. You've decided to transfer. What went into your decision to decide to transfer?
I love UNH. I love coaching stuff. I love my teammates, but it's like it's life. I played 2 years. I decided to change, and I don't know. We decided to change, and I was going to Northern Michigan. Then all coaching stuff left, so I don't know where I'm going, but we will see next week, I think. So
you'll make another decision?
Yes, because coaching staff left. Right. Head coach, he's going to IHL. He's going to be head coach in Pittsburgh in IHL.
Hockey-wise, what has it been for you? Where have you seen improvement in your game since you've come to North America?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think, like, I need to think a little. I think American hockey is more faster and harder than in Russia. I think in Russia we play more about skill. Yeah. Also, we have bigger rinks. It's probably more easy. just for me, I think I need to improve, to play more harder, be stronger, and that's it.
Are you excited about that the Sabres have drafted a lot of Russians who are already, like, in Rochester, and they're young prospects that are your age? Are you excited about that, that there are going to be more guys from your country here, maybe to help you when you get here?
Yeah, of course. Like, we have Novikov, Kisikov, Neochev, they're playing in Rochester already. Yeah, I think it's great because we're all friends, we help each other. So I think it's great, and I hope we will play together in Rochester, and I hope in NHL and Buffalo Sabres.
Have you played with or against any of those guys, like Komarov or Neochev or Kisikov or any of them?
I played against Novikov a lot of times, against Kisikov a few times. I didn't play against Komarov because I think he played more time in Canada. Mm-hmm. I think he didn't play in Russia. Maybe he played a little. I played a lot of time against Novikov, and we played for one team with him. And if you know, Tournament Select is a good tournament. We played for one team, and we won.
Now this summer, what kind of things will you do to train to get yourself ready for the college season?
Like, I want to improve everything. I want to gain my weight. I want to be stronger. I want to be faster. And, like, I want to improve everything. Because I think if you want to be elite hockey player, if you want to be best, you need to improve everything and always.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.